the land was pure. Even in the early morning light, you could see the beauty in the forms of nature. Soon men and women of every color and shape would be here too. And they would find it all too easy sometimes not to see the colors and to ignore the beauty in each other. But they would never lose sight of the dream of a better world that they could unite and build together in triumph.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is James Martinez. You know what day it is? It's payday time, payroll time. Sorry about yesterday. We had some malfunctions going on electronically, but Bill is back online. So sorry about that, everybody. We are back fully live, ready to go. Welcome back, Dr. Carolyn Dean, Bob Neverett, and the star here, Ion. Welcome back. How's everybody going? Doing.
Well, James, that was a pretty horrible song. I don't know if we can continue on after that. Jackson 5, you know, I really felt bad listening to that song. I don't know. Bob, I'm out of here. I think I'll go to the beach.
Well, I couldn't hear. It's distorted.
What yes, distorted. Was it? Great. Even better.
I think Ion was probably distorting it for us. It was, yeah.
Distorting Michael Jackson live.
So what is the quality of it bad, Carolyn? Was it for you bad?
Well, can you feel it? I thought the quality was bad. I don't know. The words were probably bad. I was looking them up.
It's always distorted. But we're in a different place now, setting up our recording of the show. We don't use the distorting microphone, so I thought it'd be better. But it's maybe just because we're going through the phone. I don't know.
Or going through a portal.
Yeah. Okay. So... I got a whole bunch.
Let's get Ion on here.
No. Hey, Ion, come on in.
Well. How very interesting to play yet again.
Well, was it any clearer for you, Ion? Did you hear a different recording, different distortion?
If you
quality?
Keep ramping it up, they're going to play it again, and you may not enjoy that any more than you did the first time.
Right. I wish I had time to prepare for this show.
Well, to the chagrin of many, Bob, many have thought of that themselves.
Okay, James, let's get right to it. We have a backlog of email.
As they say, yes, let's get right to it.
King Maverick. It's the latest one I see here, so I guess we should go for the latest. He says, just thought you might be interested in what I perceive to be a contradiction in listening to what Ion said on March 24th, 2010, second hour at 37 minutes and 10 seconds. That would be the, not the tailgate. That would be the regular casserole. So he says, Ion said that flora were non-physical. He writes it non-physical, N-O-N-E. Never seen that before. Oh, I like Steve calls Ion non-fiscal. S-B-A-L. I like that.
Non-fiscal. That's good.
On payroll.
He said, Ion said that Flora were non-fiscal.
Flora? That's my middle name.
Well, don't tell anybody. Okay. You know, keep it. If Flora, this is plant life.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. He said that flora were non-physical. But I could have sworn a couple of weeks or so he elaborated on animals being non-physical and flora being physical. That's true. There was a distinction that vegetables and stuff were physical, right? You remember that? And animals were non-physical. Yeah, plants weren't physical. Okay. Also, okay, so let's just deal with that, Ion. Is flora non-physical or physical?
Both.
There you go.
In which world you're in?
No. Beasts eat certain things. What do beasts eat?
Plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they eat physical. Does non-physical eat non-physical?
Well, it can, but not as often. But even if non-physical eats non-physical, the non-physical that non-physical eats also ate plants.
Non-physical that... Did you get that one?
Mm-hmm.
No. Very good question, King Maverick. Excellent question.
Let's go into this. Let's squeeze this one.
Yeah, there's... so you're saying Ion's covered both. You know, he did say that flora was physical once and now, or non-physical once, and now it's physical.
And it's non-physical.
Both. So, what does physical eat?
What? Okay, no, let's go ahead and say, when are plants?
No, wait.
Oh, phooey.
What factors are you not considering in imagining an answer to these questions?
The degree of separation of what? Yes.
Okay, so when plants are physical and when plants are non-physical, is there a difference?
We better get it down to the lowest common denominator. Let's, for everybody, for the new folks listening, let's go over once again.
No jukebox cliches. Make it new.
Oh, jukebox cliches.
No, we can't make it new because
I think it's a cop out. We just want to know.
The old. The degrees of separation. They include who, what, when, where, how, and why. Not necessarily in any order, but those would be the six degrees of separation. Questions that begin with the degrees of separation potentially can have a nebulous rabbit hole effect where you cannot come to a laudable answer or a conclusion. So the more you engage without degrees of separation, your answer always will be an outcome that can be embraced that would be better or as you like. So that's apparently where you fell off the wagon. So
I did a couple of thousands of hours of questioning in 2009 of Ion and didn't know these rules.
Around and said, I've had thousands of hours of Ion, and I can't know nothing, and I can't get nothing, and I can't get anywhere, and every question I ask...
No, that's wrong.
It's not that
I can't know anything. I know that the ground is always shifting.
Well, there's no difference.
I know. I've learned that you don't ask one question and then stick with that answer that's given. You know it's going to be different because of a million contexts.
But if questions are embraced without degrees of separation, they seem to have a bitter hold on what you
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I mean, I use the 6 degrees of separation probably doing the show, and I noticed you forgot that I did it and answer it.
No, but remember, Bob, you mostly make declarative statements and then ask Guy on right.
That's a good method, then, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the perfect method.
He just said, we don't do that. We just found out he's been answering that for years, and now he said, we don't do that.
Not anymore. The winds are blowing.
Is that what he said?
No, I said the winds are blowing through our heads right now. Get on with this question.
Yeah. Flora is both physical and non-physical ion. What is the difference? I don't care. I mean, how else? I want to know the difference. The difference? Question mark? That way, even put the one.
Is there a difference?
Is there a difference? And we'd say more times than not, no. There is not a calculatable or attributable difference between the shift of flora and fauna.
No, we're not talking about flora and fauna. We're talking about flora. Not her sister, fauna.
Fauna. Oh, well, we were inclusive there. So.
What's fauna?
Vegetable stuff, physical. Wait, we got to start.
What's fauna? Well, is fauna animals?
Well, if you want to lie on the floor, you can go over to the computer and type in the answer.
Okay.
Type in the Google. But
see, for someone who has no rules that Ion keeps claiming, look at how stumbled up we are now because of the rules of the can't ask the degrees of separation. We've told you before, Ion, we're on a public forum, a media here, where it's... we would like to have answers to things of the people's questions. A person writing in a question doesn't know the degrees of separation. So, yes,
right.
Ion, I'm spanking you right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, so fauna is animal life. Flora is plant life. So you mix them up right there, saying flora and fauna, as if one was physical and one is non-physical. So we'd like
to... What were the definitions again? What's fauna?
Fauna is animal life, they're saying.
Oh!
Yeah. So he's, you know, mixed them up again. So flora is physical and non-physical. So we're trying to determine how they differ.
What's interesting, King Maverick asked this question. He, for a moment in his life, was concerned about the difference, and he caught this contradiction.
Yeah.
Well, Maverick, can you see that? You know, that's just the beginning. You ain't going to get no clarity out of here about anything.
There you go.
Because Ion's all four.
Very good.
It doesn't matter what anything is, or it does, or what word. I don't know, Carolyn. I'd like to get to the bottom of this. James, you got a way of asking it?
No, I stopped that a long time ago, man.
Yeah, see, you frustrate. James, you kill people's minds, Ion.
Yeah, well, that's the labyrinth of the mind. He wants to kill people's minds because we're just supposed supposed to just float around in space thinking we know everything and everything is fine and the world is not going to fall on our heads.
I'll say you did wrong. I think you blew that, Carolyn.
Yeah, okay.
Better not say anything, Carolyn. Just experience. Don't say much. Just become a dull nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ion.
Like Bob.
Bob's been reading the Critic Corner again.
The Critic Corner. Next is Charlie's Corner. Okay, so we are flora non-physical Ion?
Flora is a representation of physical, which is inclusive of non-physical as well. And then the validation of that point is that non-physical eats physical, so it would have to be a component of all of it.
So So florable, physical, that's why you could say 1 week it's physical and another week it's non-physical, because it's
depending
both.
Depending on the position that the question's being asked from.
What position is King Maverick asking his question from?
The telltale position of trying to cipher what the deference or deferability of the two are in position from each other, and thought it would be fun.
Did you figure that out?
No, I'm writing emails.
Yeah, Carol's dropped off.
She's already left.
Yeah. Already left. He doesn't give a damn how bad he communicates. He's not interested in matching. Okay, we'll try it again, James. Why did King Maverick, why is he interested in these issues? Is that what position is he speaking from?
And the degree of separation.
Hmm.
Well, but you created the degree of separation, Ion, by saying in one forum that Flora was physical and in another forum saying it was non-physical. So we'd like you to explain the difference.
Then go back and ask the question from the original context and the answer will be known.
So what was the original context, Bob?
I assume what's written on my computer.
Is the original context what was written on Bob's computer?
From that show when it originally
Well,
was.
We have no idea what that was or what the context
and
was.
So you're going to believe us?
Yes. We'd love to believe
you. Let's go along for a couple of weeks believing Ion somewhere. We'd like to believe you. You're as good as anybody else.
So Ion's saying that back when...
Does that change anything, Ion? You feel like a little more secure now because we're going to believe you?
So back originally with whatever was said eons ago, Ion is saying that there was a context that allowed him to call it one thing and now call it another thing. So anyway, it could be one or the other.
Include, no, it's not that way. It's
well, it, you're way. Saying it could be one or the other. Case closed.
Yes. And more times than not, it is differentiated from one to the other, but not every single time without fail or exception. And that's why it's not a hard and fast true position that always is. We say time is a false premise. That always is. But yet, even with the concept of time, we did not say that you couldn't use a false premise for your best advantage.
Right.
Down shaking her head.
So is Flora, is the physical and non-physical of Flora a false premise?
No.
Why are you talking about a false premise in time in relation to what we're trying to find out about Flora and when it can be physical and when it can be non-physical?
From the position that you're trying to calculate or your question, let's see if we can quote it, why or when or what was your asker asking the question from?
Okay, forget about the asker. I'd like to know if the determination of a non-physical flora and a physical flora.
Okay, a one-celled organism, okay, that you would call flora, does fauna, a meat sack, have the same potential one-celled organisms in it that makes it up?
Did you hear you went, does the fauna meat sack? That didn't follow that little syllable.
Okay, so let's get a one-celled organism that we call a flora.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying in a fauna or an animal, does the animal have what?
Those same one-celled organisms contained within it.
Yeah, often.
Well, often, that's when flora and fauna would overlay and match with each other, wouldn't it?
So you're saying when flora is in the stomach of a fauna, then the flora is physical or non-physical?
Yeah.
But,
Well, it would be included in the non-physical if you're talking about a dog eating grass.
So a physical flora included in the body of a non-physical fauna would make...
A non-physical beast, yes.
Beast would make the physical flora non-physical.
Correct.
Okay, could you summarize? Right. I wasn't listening, Carol.
And did that without a single degree of separation asking.
Who cares about that? You know, all those qualifications. What did we learn, Carolyn?
So,
you know, at the end of Burn After Reading, the Coen Brothers movie, Parmo, did we learn anything? did we ever learn anything? Okay, this is great. I'll think of that scene. Okay, what did we learn?
That a physical flora, which is usually physical.
Fauna is usually physical.
Flora. Oh. Yeah. Flora, flowers. Think of flowers, Bob.
Yeah.
So a plant flora is usually physical. But if it's in the stomach of a non-physical fauna animal.
Yeah.
It becomes non-physical.
Okay, great. You got somewhere.
So,
does it mean anything?
No. It's not does it mean, does it relate to you? Can you use that fact is what, you know what I mean? You don't say does it mean. Is it useful to me? How can I relate it? To what can I use it?
Well, it's 20 minutes of airtime, so I guess
Well, it's an example of what we're up against. We got this ET here, people, and it's difficult to match with it because it sees so many different factors.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what one should be doing in their questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go through this. Thousands of hours. If you want to know any, well, find something that's useful.
Why it works for us is we're a tag team match. You know, I'll be on the mat and I can't continue. Go ahead, Bob.
I the last 5 minutes, I just couldn't concentrate. I'm glad you carried the ball there. You know, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, James.
World Wrestling Federation with non-physical.
What'd you say, James?
World Wrestling Federation with non-physical.
Yeah. So then...
Raw. WWE. Raw.
Yeah, that's right.
WWE. Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was saying WWE spells raw. He means that it's the way a commercial goes.
The worldwide.
It's like we talk about I am the third person. He, look what he's doing now. Okay, so then
he's
King Maverick says, also, where can I listen to Bob's 40-hour interview concerning Bob's 40-hour autobiographical interview? What's that about?
Found very close to Bob.
Yeah. So, sorry, King Maverick, I don't know what you're referring to, unless you mean Dobstown.com with his interviews with lots of other people for 40 hours. Clarify that. Now, this guy, Anthony, he corresponds with me. He's been corresponding for years, and he's a contrarian. He likes Dr. Beter and different things. So here's an email from him, and I haven't even read it, but I figured it'd be interesting. So here's what he says. So I may have to stumble. He goes, I was listening to bits of your radio show dated on March 23rd, 2011. Probably the 24th, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's
23rd, 7 days ago, right?
Yeah, I'm wrong. March 23rd this year, whereas King Maverick's asking about March 24th, 2010, where Ion said that, quote, the guff, also known as ethereal plane, empties ever so often. Anybody remember Ion saying that? Guff, also known as the theory plane. Do you think you said that, Ion?
Nope, not ever so often. It will look completely empty soon.
No. The guff, also ACA, also known as the theory plane, empties ever so often. Did you use the words ethereal plane?
No.
I don't recall Ion limiting the guff to that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so he's putting his own thing already, badly punctuated, if he knew it. This is inaccurate, he says. Well, yeah, he's trying to fool me. He typed it wrong.
And his words are the tale. That's a marvelous creator. So
yeah.
Now we got actually got something you can actually work with. Yes, a marvelous human creator coming into their power. They do something and go, this is inaccurate or incorrect. And we go, nice save there. Yes, you created and then uncreated it or canceled it from a position of, I wanted this much and I got that much, but this isn't that much and that is this much, so it's inappropriate. My whole phallus is inappropriate.
Oh,
okay, would you agree, Ian, that the guff empties ever so often?
No.
It's emptying soon, and that's the first time.
When you say empty, you mean completely emptied.
Yeah, you might mean that. Yeah, did it ever slightly empty every so often?
Well, it does. Yes, there's
every
a constant
time.
Process.
Yeah.
It's a barrage of the little men in their position of littleness that are recreating littles.
That's right.
That in and out, in and out, in and out, but not at all at once.
And so then he said, the only why his answer would be possible. Okay, so maybe he means his answer could be possible. There's a why. Is if the planet becomes a dead planet. You certainly don't make that connection, do you?
No, but we can go ahead and, with great accuracy, give you the headline of your little looky box, which says, welcome to Japan and its area known as a dead zone, which will be dead for several thousand years.
You're saying there will be signs like that when we go to Japan in the future?
Well,
now.
In the future.
Now.
Oh, does it? Are there signs saying that right now?
Well, yeah, they do.
No,
I'm asking Ion.
I wanted to stick that before you come in. Are there signs saying that now in Japanese, I assume?
They're being printed.
They're being printed right now. Okay, now what are you saying, Carol?
Yeah, when you have leakage from a nuclear reactor, it creates a dead zone like Chernobyl.
You do not see any...
But abashed leaking, which still yet even now has not been contained.
He said, I'm unabashedly king. You get that, Carol?
No.
Okay, Ion.
Leaking.
Did those...
Leak. That is still leaking.
Gosh. What have we done to you lately, Ion, that you're torturing us like this?
La leaking. Okay, I don't know why. Is he trying to say leaking?
Yeah.
All right, so Ion, I do not see those signs on Drudge Report yet. So they have not been made into the centralized control portion of the Android.
Signs, you're reading it literally, Bob. The area is a dead zone.
No,
period.
He's saying there's going to be signs.
Yeah, but maybe you're taking that too literally.
No.
It's just that's the headline.
Yeah, it's
Japan's
dead now.
There's national dead zone of this many square miles of the country of Japan.
Right.
Poor gecko.
No.
Did you turn your mic back on?
I had to say right.
You didn't have to. So, the betrayal.
The betrayal. Oh, the betrayal. Yes, yes.
Okay, so.
All the degrees of separation.
So,
yes,
James, so we're going to see signs. They haven't seen them. We don't see them yet. They haven't been posted. Mm-hmm. On the email,
right.
On the internet, it hasn't been posted, but they're coming. You get that, James?
Good.
Dead zone.
Yeah, I got it. Good. Hey, are you going to let Califia on yet? I think we should let her since you've
been holding. Califia's here? Oh, Califia's there she is.
Here.
Okay, let's
see. Yeah, please come
let's
in.
Let's see how
Califia.
Her life with Pammy has been. How's she doing with Pammy? You're on the beach.
You got Matt Pammy upset with me. So.
Yeah, she's stirred that. Everybody's upset after the last week. You're right. So what's your position on it? What kind of upset are you doing?
Never mind. This is a public radio show. This is not a tit for tat.
Oh, good. This is going to be fun. Cleveland always creates crazy stuff. An ex-murderer, angels working for her. We don't want to bring that in. That's on the record, but... What's new, Cleveland?
Alienator of friends, yes.
Anyway, I have been to this Agape Center, and they're basically pushing these principles, what was it, universal laws. I want you to expand a little bit on what is the, I guess, intent, and is it true what he's talking about? Or
Michael Beckwith. Are you talking about Michael Beckwith?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
And they just came out with a film, the, what was it, the Gift.
It goes something like this, darling. Lefty, 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 lefty.
It's a classic. It's a classic, that one.
Well, and what that's all about is to get yourself lined up, get them rules and regulations, and get you all marching the same, so you'll notice if anybody else is out of step.
Okay, so it is still a religion. So it is still considered a religion, because they're stressing they're not a religion or whatever, but they're talking about universe laws or whatever.
They also got on the radio and said there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. If they got to go to all the energy to tell you that they're not a religion and there's no laws or rules that are predicated on the involvement with what they're doing, that should be a tale for you, shouldn't it?
Yeah, because I wrote an essay on it, and I basically, my conclusion was, if it smells like a duck, or it quack like a duck, it's a duck, so it's a religion. Although, you know...
Well, from Occam's razor, that's a logical progression. Now, it doesn't always the case. Now, every word...
Okay, I am fine. What the heck are we talking about? Who's Michael? What's happened?
Michael Beckwith runs. He was the guy that was in The Secret, and a lot of people are in The Secret. He runs the Agape Center in L.A., which is like a huge spiritual center. It's like Yogananda's place.
Mega church.
It's a new created thing since I've been to L.A., James?
It's been there for a while. He's had it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Like 5-10 years since The Secret?
No, 5-4 years.
He was there before The Secret. That's where he came from.
Okay, so this guy has a big church, and Cleve's asking what about him?
Well, I was asking, he's teaching on universal principles, and I've been listening, and you know I've been exposed to Ion, so I'm saying, no, that don't sound right, even though, you know, because most people like to come and say, well, this person sounds like Ion, and they do have certain concepts that Ion will basically speak on, and they're very good, you know, and I say, you know, so I'm eating the meat and spitting out the bones with what he's teaching, because it's like he brings certain clarities about what Ion has been saying to me, this is personal, and I've gotten it, but at the same time I'm saying, but what he's talking about here, no, that's in my,
that's right.
My non-physical
is
saying
off the wagon. You fell slap off the wagon here, and that's right. So, there you go. And so from that case, but it's very interesting to not be a religion that you file for a 501c3 status and register your building for non-profit status as an ecumenical church that you're not supposedly being.
And you use credit cards and credit card processing, which I got into a whole thing with his members of his church a while ago, and just, God.
Oh, so have you been there?
I've been invited. I know all about it. Yeah, I know about the whole thing.
Okay. Well, that's what I was curious about, because I'm like, he just, you know, he's basically spouting. I mean, it sounds like some of the stuff that I would say, but then there's rules behind.
Hey, Clevia. Clevia. You just heard us trying to figure out flora and fauna, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was in science class. I said, that's where Ion is going to my biology class when I was having problems.
Right, now hold it. Now, the point is, Ion doesn't say anything. There's nothing you can say that Ion says. That's what's great about Ion. You can't hold him to any bunch of words if you really want to know what the words might mean if you re-question it. So anybody who's saying something that's knowable ain't Ion.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's really understand what Ion's a prophet.
If you really get down to it, it's the problem with reading. Is the one that wrote the reading, how do you know that the one that wrote the reading right?
Well, we know that.
So
one.
Here, well,
that's
that
a jukebox,
DJ.
Now we've heard
well,
that a hundred times. I don't know if that helps
good.
The point. The shocking
well, we
point.
Well, we haven't finished the point.
Oh, okay. What is it?
So now you've got some guru coming mm-hmm. up here telling you the law.
Yeah, that's right. Bull.
Well,
there ain't no laws when you're dealing with ions,
there's
Alicia.
The trouble.
There's
I
not
know.
One law.
We only have one rule, and that's that there's no rules.
And there's nothing
the
to
second rule.
And we're not trying to tell you
anything.
The second
rule is if you get lost, see rule one. That's it in the
What did you say? You had a rule about the degrees of separation.
Well, that's when we're playing word games.
Only because humans fetch and cry and sing and moan because they engage with non-physical. And can't seem to get a laudable answer to a question. Well, mm-hmm. if you start your asking from a degree of separation, yes, the potential is very great that you mm-hmm. will get no further than you were going to get previous to asking the question. So then Bob says, why are we asking any questions? And we go, exactly. With the why involved, it's not going to do you any good. You're better off being barefoot and pregnant on 40 acres with a mule.
Instead of saying, why are we asking questions, it should be, are there factors I'm not considering when I'm questioning?
Good. You can answer that and can actually build upon it and get somewhere.
Yeah, you want to answer that one? Are there factors we're not questioning when we're questioning? Okay, sorry. Are there other factors we're not considering when we're questioning?
Certainly. Yes, more times than not. Otherwise, you wouldn't question.
And now he goes, yes. Now you're supposed to carry on an answer, but now I got to go, well, what is the answer? But you, there's me saying,
well,
what? I go, yes.
Here. Now you're back.
See, he can't,
back.
That doesn't work anymore. All right. You say, are there factors? He goes, yes.
Yes.
Well, like, go a little further, Ion, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, back to the point.
No, that's right. See? Khalifia. People uh-huh. say that Ion sounds like Abraham's and this and that. These people aren't listening long enough. You have to get to the point and realize Ion ain't saying anything you think should be said, won't even answer, and yet still affects the thing. Still affects our time.
The thing. What's the thing?
The moment of now.
What's the thing? What?
No, that's a key word in McLuhanism. The thing is the hidden present environment. I was going to say Japan, you know, all kinds of things Ion's affecting. Because this is an E.T., a cataclysmic monster that showed up, Khalifia.
Yeah, I know that, but that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's not a, not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing.
It's a thing. I have a preference
ain't
for
nothing
this.
But a thing. It ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah. See, you're Michael Beckwith, whatever it is, doesn't do that. He's not as funny as Ion, not as fast as Ion.
Well, he's not.
Well, he's not. But you see,
he's not Ion.
The issue that you're trying to break through.
Oh, no. We are being.
Khalifia had a question.
Yeah, okay, Khalifia.
Well, no, I just wanted to know if it was most definitely a religion because I was just basically questioning it, and people are
okay,
insisting that it's not a religion.
Khalifia, I'm gonna go at you. You go. I want to know whether it was a religion. Well, what's that mean? Is he a religion? He's not the Catholic Church. He's a
well,
new
no,
cult.
He's a human being, of course.
Yeah, he's a human being. So I was wondering if he was a religion. What do you mean?
He's a trance inducer.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's a trance inducer. He's
trance
a
inducer. Okay.
Stage hypnotist. Okay. That's what he is.
But my Khalifia, I'm shocked. You were wondering whether it was religion. What the heck did you mean to yourself?
No, I was just questioning it. Just one of those, just from hearing him speak.
Yeah,
and
you want
to
know
myself,
what?
Universal
I have
law.
You.
I have been. What are you doing, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to squeeze you, Khalifia. You're right in front of everybody. But what is it you're saying? I'll try not to interrupt.
I was just questioning within myself, hon, because some of the stuff.
Yeah, you're there. Is this a religion?
And you'll try not to interrupt. What?
And I said, I'm just questioning within myself, you know, because some of the stuff that he said is valid. Well, to me, it was useful.
Yeah, look, Khalifia, why did you ask yourself, is he a religion? I want to know what
why
the
did
heck
I
you
ask
mean
because
by those
basically
words.
I wrote an essay on it, and I'm just basically, I've made my conclusion, and I just wanted to hear Ion spin on
it. What's your conclusion? Is he a religion?
Yes, it's a religion, but I just wanted
to
hear.
Okay, so what does religion mean?
I'm not getting into this with you, Bob. Ion.
No. Calithia.
We can't even agree on what the heck you're trying to find validation about.
Huh? Salvation.
No, validation.
Validation. No, I was just questioning, and I just wanted Ion's spin on
I know
Michael
you're just
Bethel.
Questioning. I'm trying to get the content of your question.
The content of my question, I just wanted to know. It ain't no big, it wasn't nothing.
What did you want
to
know?
I just wanted to know what Ion thought about it.
About what?
About
religion?
Michael, if what he was portraying or perpetrating was a religion. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, and I'm asking, what's a religion? Like, you don't even care about the terms that you're asking.
A religion is a set. I mean, wait, I'm not going to answer
what is
that
it?
Question.
What is it?
I'm not going to answer that question because it seems like you interrogate me. And I mean, a religion to me is.
Look, this is monster
and I don't
magnet.
Feel like being interrogated.
That's crazy. You come into a talk show and you don't want him interrogated, but you want to interrogate Ion, and you don't care that we don't know what you're referring to.
A religion is just basically, Bob, I'm not going to answer your question.
It's a business.
We got it all worked out.
Religion's a business.
Okay, Khalifi, your question is Michael Beckwith a religion? And then Bob's asking you, what is a religion? Well, let's use your words. A set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs. And if you don't like that definition, you can go to a specific fundamental set of beliefs and practices generally agreed upon by a number of persons or sects. Okay?
Well said.
Or the body of persons adhering to a particular set of beliefs and practices. An example, a World Council of Religions. So if Michael Beckwith is those things, then yes, Michael Beckwith and his Church of Hallelujahdom is a religion. And that was your question, and that was your pondering, and you wanted to know what we say about that, and we say, by your Noah Webster's lexicographer's definition of what a religion is, he then also is a religion.
Okay. Oh, what was that last bit? You said, by whose definition? What you just read. Oh, so you're saying he is a religion.
Yeah. Based on the definition of a religion.
Right. Now, Cleve, what was great is he started going, his first answer was, laugh right, which is a great, last spring, a year ago, great funny scene that Ion did.
Right.
Remember
right.
He did laugh right, exaggeratedly? and this is like returning that. I mean, I could do it, I'm not going to do it, but you bring back that the spring, the mood of the tailgates last year. But he does with that answer. What do you think he means when he's going left, right? He's saying conformity?
Conformity, yes. That's what
is
I heard.
Would you say religion's a conformity?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So you're asking if he's a conformity.
Right.
Obviously, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you speak with intention to be listened to, that's demanding conformity.
Mm-hmm.
So the speech medium already creates conformity if you intend it to be heard by others. Mm-hmm. So anybody speaking with that intention, which most people are doing, they're religions? Not necessarily.
Yeah,
Ion is not doing that. Ion is not asking us. That's the difference I'm trying to say. Ion is not asking. He's not speaking to us and demanding our response.
Yeah, and expecting some donation at the end and some...
Yeah. You know.
Right.
It's a music thing.
And now here's the neat thing, Khalifia. Though that's not what Ion's doing, they show up to participate with the dance of speeching on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we divine the divine. We just don't charge for the divine.
Right, but you show up in speeching. We're dancing here. It doesn't mean you can't use your mind or use the words to mean something. Temporarily with Ion, he'll erase the words. That's what I find unique about Ion.
He's the only speaker who will cancel the speaking intention, you know, at the drop of a dime. He has no problem doing that.
Because of the mortar, that's because of the mortar world in which you're gauging your experience of your the distance between you and you and your individual place of power, which is really the bottom line. Can Michael help me become a god? And we'd say, not by the rules and regulations laid out. Does he say some pretty things? Sure.
But lots of people do it, and they do it to music. You know?
Oh, fine. Well, that's why we love us some Lady Gaga, too.
Right. And she says Rebecca Black is not cheesy. You know, the song of Friday?
Mm.
The Friday song? You guys are not part of that moment?
No.
It came up in the question period last week. Sue Sky Goddess asked about Friday. It's a new internet phenomenon. James had heard about it. I renew it from listening to the archives last night. What do you think? No, you wouldn't know about that. So, do you know why I brought this up, Carolyn?
I have no idea.
No, but it's okay that I don't know why I bring it up. That's an example
you know
of what we're doing with Ina.
I brought it up.
Yeah, yeah, there's no reason. I just said a bunch of words. That's the way it is when humans talk. Most of them are being phatic and not intending. So I just gave an example of what's happening with Ion.
Good. And if they're deliberate, they don't stay there long. I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor. See, anywhere you do, when you do have a definitive position that you take, that money flows freely and easily to me. Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, I wish I had more money. Oh, I'll look so forward to when I have money. Well, all you're doing is acknowledging that you presently are in absence of whatever it is that you're desiring. Okay, so that's the pinpoint of the vibrational position of getting the peanut butter on one piece of the bread and slamming the other you into that peanut butter, bringing you back to your place of God, just as Khaleesi has already entertained the outcome of her engagement. Then this was an interjection from non-physical regarding what she had already worked out and decided.
Okay, Khaleesi, okay. All that what Ian just said has no consequence. From Ian's perspective.
I know.
Right? So he said a bunch of babble, which was quite clear and eloquent, but there's no way to use it other than what you think you're using with it, and as long as you want to use it.
Well,
now, write about that in your religion class.
When you please, know.
Write about that in your religion class.
Well, she already gets crisscrossed with her professor when she told it hurt. She told her professor that me or you one's going to hell. That's they kind of tied up a little bit already, so there's not. It's not really necessary. But your professor is very intrinsically interested, well, that would be intrinsically engaged with you, Khaleesi, because you already know more than he knows.
Well, what does Khaleesi know more about? And how would we
religion.
Know?
Religion.
Well, she didn't want to know about all about this conforming stuff. Why should she want to be an expert about ridiculous conforming institutions?
It's not about that. It's to eloquently be able to articulate the false premises that people are living their lives based on.
Yeah. Okay, Khaleesi, what he just said you can do, that's still trying to tell some. Can you live with not telling people anything? And not have your computer.
And not have my computer.
Yeah.
That's
the big
question.
Well, I don't tell people anything on my computer. I think you guys tell people more than I don't tell anybody anything on my computer. That's just information.
No, you could. Yeah, you. See, you make a split. You are telling people. You're interacting with the computer as if it's not an illusion.
I know it's not. Yes, it is an illusion. I'm just playing with this darn thing. Yes, it is. But, no, I mean,
you wrote a paper.
Huh?
You wrote a paper on religion.
Yes, I did.
Lots of them.
See, what I do, Khaleesi, and we're all well advised to do what I do because of the amazing thing I've created, I check what I'm saying and notice where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me why you called, what's the issue, and what you've learned in the last 10 minutes?
Jesus, Bob.
To just basically go with what I'm thinking about something.
What?
You know, go with what I feel and know about subjects that, you know, others are basically arguing with
you
me about.
You feel and know regarding.
Yeah.
I didn't. Could you say that
Bob.
Again, Khaleesi?
Huh? You want me to say
Could
it again?
Could you say that again?
Okay, just to go with what I am feeling and knowing about subjects.
That's what you've learned. That's what you were
telling arguing
us.
With me about
that
it.
Was, yeah, and you know, that's not at all what we've been talking about. But that's your interpretation of what happened last 10 minutes, but that's not what it is. It was about Michael Beckwith. So you're wondering how you feel towards Beckwith.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's neither here nor there. It was just curiosity. And I just
what is curiosity? Look at that. You're using words and not even caring what they mean.
Yeah, and I'm not caring about what they mean to me. I mean, I'm just curious, so I just wanted to know.
What's it mean to be curious?
What want to know something, some information.
She's an explorer.
Exploring, yeah.
She's an explorer.
Well, that's like breathing.
Boldly go where no man has gone before.
And that's a general definition, right? You're just exploring. I'm breathing. I'm walking around. I'm being curious.
It's like a real good chili recipe, ain't it?
Yeah, I would say the way you define curious there, that is the be-all and end-all of consciousness. Because that's all you are, is just exploring. And you said, I'm just being curious. No, you're being totally comprehensive by being curious. Because that, the way you define it, is what people do anyways. Mm. You're curious about what I'm saying, you're curious about what's happening later today. That's like breathing. So the word really is too general.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yet you took that you said, I'm just living. That's what you meant when you said, I'm just being curious. I'm just living.
Isn't that what I'm just doing, just living?
Yeah.
Enjoying my life.
Isn't
that what all of us are doing, just living?
That's right. And
you're
what
ising. You're
ising. Yeah, we're just ising.
Yeah, exactly. We're ising. So, you know, if I'm curious and you have Ion and Carol and James on there and I want to ask a question, aren't I just ising?
Yeah, I'm just ising.
You made it out alive, Califia. Uh-huh. You didn't think you'd be put against the wall, did you?
Yeah, I didn't have no idea. No, Bob got it in for me, and I'll get you back, Bob. I will get you back. I'm going to get you.
War of the gods.
That's it.
War of the gods.
Look how crazy this is.
I can hear Galatia now. Your Honor, Bob Lee is killing.
Okay, Galatia, why is Pam mad at you?
Because of something. You left her with the impression that I was talking about her.
Yeah, I'm talking about everybody. Talk. What's the problem about talking about somebody?
He got offended, and I'm like, you know, I forgot about what we were talking about. That's been so long ago. And I'm like, oh, what is this? Now, what did Bob say?
Never mind.
No, no, we want to
Never
know what
mind,
she thought
mind,
Bob
ever.
Said.
Califia, take the ninth.
Take the out of now. Uh-huh. Remember Gerd Stern's poem? Take the ow out of now, take the no out of now, and then out of now. Anyway, sorry. That's a quote. Very obscure poem.
Ginny in North Carolina, I know you've been holding for a while. Don't worry about it. We're going to get to you right after the break. We're working it out
yeah,
with Califia here.
Music's coming out. Music's
trying to put out the fire.
Yeah, Califia, stay on maybe. We're not finished with you. Yeah, we're not finished with you. We're not finished dancing. I don't know what did James just say?
We're coming up to the break.
What you said,
Benjamin,
Bob?
We got a minute and 10 seconds.
Told me what
that's
you
a
said.
Lot of time, James. Get why bring
those.
That up? That you threw me off.
With doesn't take much, does it?
Yeah. Okay, Califia, what did Pam say?
No, Califia's taking that. What is it? The Ninth Amendment.
Oh,
where
the Fifth Amendment.
The Fifth. Oh, the Fifth. Hey, the Fifth. The Ninth. I'm in the Ninth Gate, obviously.
Okay, we're doing what Carol is saying.
Paranoia.
That's a relevant part of the dance, what Carol just contributed. But for my dancing position, it's irrelevant. It's not relevant to panic at this point. Don't panic.
At what point do we panic?
No point is what
well,
I am saying.
It's
all about not panicking.
It was efficient use in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's why it was a great book, because on the back of it, it said, don't panic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Khaleesi, I think we'll have Khaleesi on for the next two hours. Let's just talk to Khaleesi for 2 hours.
All right, Jimmy, hang on. We're
going
to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Stand by, everybody.
AchieveRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. The great poet Robert Frost once said, quote, "A bank is a place where they lend you an umbrella in fair weather and ask for it back when it begins to rain," end quote. I'd like to show you how you can take back your power and your financial freedom. You may be already aware of your inherent need to create your own financial future rather than someone else deciding for you. In the days ahead, you'll be faced with more and more financial duress unless you take action and take your power back. If you've been faced with substantial alleged credit card debt or foreclosure, call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. You may begin to know that it's time. Time to begin to imagine a life where you know your true value isn't working for a bank, rather making your bank work for you. Invoke your desires and make it so. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655.
Yeast for Earth Wisdom, conscious living for enlightened being. Weaving practices of ancient wisdom into the now on Earth. Guided by the Tushtayan philosophy of matriarch Maria Yeastboro, we co-create connection, community, and eco-spiritual living for the fifth world humans. Coming together in timeless traditions of indigenous earth philosophies by offering sacred pilgrimages, ceremonial rites, and apprenticeship. Be a part of life on Earth. www.yracebu.org.